Please stand as you are able for the gospel reading this morning. It's from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. It's a story of the birth of Jesus. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from the sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took her as his wife, and they had no marital relations until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the gospel of Christ.
Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
Please be seated.
Last Tuesday and Wednesday, I was invited to our church's preschool Christmas programs right here. As pastor of this church, I welcomed all the parents and their families. Then I led a prayer for the Christmas celebrations. Watching the preschool children's singing was truly a joy. I really, really enjoyed the celebrations. It was a double blessing for me because I watched it same thing two times, Tuesday and Wednesday. While watching those cute little children, probably ages 3 to 5, I was thinking my 32-year-old daughter, Deborah. I was thinking if my 32-year-old Deborah had a child 3 or 5 years ago, I would have had my grandchild by now, just like those beautiful kids. Well, it didn't happen. And my daughter and her husband do not seem to be planning to have any child yet. So I'm just praying for their best. Deborah and her husband, Justin, recently moved from Bloomington, Indiana to Portland, Oregon. I think it's a good thing for my daughter, who was suffering from a great deal of stress, depression, and anxiety from work, mostly, when she was in Bloomington. Now she is doing much better in a new place, with a new hope, living a new life. I'm so grateful to God for giving her a new opportunity for new possibilities. In our lives, we all go through a time of Advent toward Christmas. Just as the Israelites were hoping and anticipating a Messiah in the time of exiles, we all go through a time of waiting, a time of frustration, a time of anxiety, a time of darkness. However, soon we will experience a transition. Advent will not be forever. We will move forward from Advent to Christmas. Christ is born. Everything is changed. In 2012, when I was the pastor at First United Methodist Church of National City in San Diego, I asked the congregation to submit an Advent devotion so that we could make an Advent devotional book. One of the devotions was written by my daughter, Deborah. You know, she's good at writing. She graduated from UCLA with a BA in English and also from Indiana University, Bloomington, with a Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing. She's a writer. When she wrote that devotion in 2012, she was still dating Justin, her husband now. And let me share with you her Advent devotion. The road from Indiana Police to Bloomington is flat and straightforward and often boring, especially in winter. The trees are dry, bare, and lifeless. There are miles and miles of dead grass and pitted asphalt. The road, sorely in need of repair, is bumpy and stuttering. On Black Friday night, when I was driving back to Bloomington, the road seemed especially dreary. I felt like I was driving through a blackout. Whenever there was no car behind me and I looked into the rear view mirror, I saw nothing with a capital N. Not a shape, not a shadow, but an endless gulf, an absence. Then I started to get a little bit sleepy. My boyfriend was next to me and we were listening to the radio and the sounds were floating and my car was pulling us along and my foot was on the pedal. I didn't really have to do much to drive, so I started to drift. I didn't close my eyes, but I was just on that flickering edge of sleep. Then we passed a house strung with Christmas light, the first I've seen this year. It was not anything huge, just little icicle strings around the border of the roof. But my mind was instantly flooded with that light. The simple decoration, the sudden glowing note in the darkness. We are getting ready, light. Let us rejoice, light. I was startled awake. I wondered how such a small thing, a simple thing, could be so amazing. Sometimes I think, isn't it always Christmas? Why do we need all the ceremony? Because of how sleepy we can be. Because of how dull and long the road can seem. Because sometimes we need a gentle nudge. And the simple occasion is actually spectacular. We are transformed because Christ is born. Rejoice. I think this devotion seems to be perfect for Advent and Christmas. Rejoice. Christ is born. Thanks to be God. Amen. Amen.